For the first time ever, the classic Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever, is available on DVD. The three DVD set features an extended version of the legendary Motown 25 concert. I was there, Siv.
You were there.
I was there. Yeah, I saw Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. I was there. And Suzanne DePass is the producer, and she's on the phone right now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. 20 minutes not seen, it says, in the original broadcast of and Michael Jackson's historic world premiere of the moonwalk. 20 minutes of Michael Jackson's performance?
No. Did 20 minutes of things that we had to cut out for broadcast.
Oh.
You know, because we only had a two-hour show on NBC back in the day, and our show, as you must remember since you were there, went a little long
that night.
So we were unable to include some performances. We had to take out a couple of Stevie Wonder songs. You know, trim. We were fighting like crazy in the editing room.
Mr. Pass, is there any truth that there was any conversation between Diana Ross and Mary Wilson that was cut out?
No, it was never cut out. You know, that thing just has taken on a life of its own, Sybil. It's like what happened was everybody had a microphone, or most people had a microphone for the finale, and we had rehearsed Diana to bring Mr. Gordy down on stage, and Mary was just enthusiastic, and she was kind of jumping the gun, so all Diana did was, you know, sort of tell Mary, not now. You know, I think she took her hand and
calmed her down a little bit.
Yeah, just sort of stuck to the script. But, you know, everybody that night, I have to say, everybody that night was so enthusiastic and so, like, caught up in the moment. But it was nothing that, you know, required medical attention.
Is it true that Rick James was not invited?
Oh, that's not true at all. He was unavailable. He,
That sounds
you know,
more true.
Finding, yeah. No. Rick was very close to us. I signed Rick to the company through Jeffrey Bowen. So, no, he was on our radar for sure. But it was a miracle that we got the people who were there that night. You know,
you had Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, the Jackson reunion, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles reunion, the Temps and the Tops in the Battle of the Band, you know, the Battle of the Stars, the show was hosted by Richard Pryor. Then we had, you know, some of the new acts, DeBarge and High Energy.
Wow.
Stevie Wonder, of course. Martha, Junior Walker. I mean, it was definitely the place to be in 1983. And it's only taken us 31 short years to bring this out on DVD for the first time.
I was there with Mr. John H. Johnson, and I went backstage at the end of the show, and he sat there and had a conversation, a one-on-one conversation that I had privy to see. And here's these two moguls, these two media moguls, and Barry Gordy said, you know, Johnny. Is that the way he talks?
You will never hear from me.
Okay. But she did laugh heartily.
Because he's from Detroit. You know, everybody talks about it.
You know, Johnny, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Everybody showed up. Everybody showed up.
And then he started talking about even, and I can't repeat that because...
Some things just
can't go on. But it was an amazing night, and one I'll never forget. I was there for the taping of the Motown 25, and now it's available. Thank you for the extended box set that you sent me.
We have a single disc at like Costco and Best Buy, and then we have triple disc in retail, and then for the serious fans, we have a 6-disc set. Deluxe set with a booklet and 6 separate discs, because not only do we have the show, but a lot of interviews, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, some featurettes. We employ journalists to come in and make commentary. And really, you know, for a 2.5-hour concert program, we have about 25 hours of extras on the deluxe.
Wow.
That is awesome.
And how is the play on Broadway doing, Motown?
Oh, Motown the Musical?
The Musical?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And thank you very much, because on Friday, Motown the Musical is going to be a benefit for the Tom Joyner Foundation. Friday the 17th, I'll be there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, and thank Mr. Gordy for me.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. Suzanne DePez, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was beef. That was beef, Sam.
That's you, messy.
Serious
that's
you
messy.
Know that was serious beef. Come on, Mary Wilson. And
I'm going to go with Mr. Pass.